Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. We're kicking off this week with some good news for organisations and businesses interested in increasing their use of renewable energy. The government has recently changed the rules around its microgeneration scheme so that more businesses, farms, sports clubs, community organisations and even schools with roof space can apply for grants to install solar panels for generating their own electricity. Under the new scheme, a much larger number of panels can be installed than was previously the case, which means that the grants might make more sense for a lot more organisations than was previously the case. The scheme is run by Sustainable Energy Ireland, and the full details are available by calling 01 808 2004 or on their website www.seai.ie. From here, we're moving on to the main topic for today, which is the issue of how what we eat can impact on climate change. For the next few weeks, Sligo Libraries are hosting an exhibition explaining the links between food, health and the environment. In addition to practical suggestions on making our diets more healthy, the exhibition has some interesting facts on how changing what we eat can have a very significant effect on our contribution to greenhouse gases. Dr. Orna O'Brien is a nutritionist with the Irish Heart Foundation, and she's the author of the report.
Our food system produces about a third of our greenhouse gas emissions in the world. And when you compare that to, let's say, air travel, which often gets a bad rep, you know, that's 3.5%. So our food system blows it out of the water in terms of impact. And when we look at the average Irish person's diet, we're more than double what we should be eating within. And when we break that down further, we can see that almost half of those greenhouse gas emissions are coming from animal products. So we're saying not cut out meat entirely, but we do need to reduce down, you know, so you're not at risk of nutrition deficiencies from, you know, iron, B12, but that you are eating the right amount for your health and bring down your greenhouse gas emissions, your carbon footprint. And, you know, changes require time, cost, you know, your own cooking skills, all of these things come into the mix. It's hard to know where to start. But if I was to talk through kind of three things you could do on an individual level that would make a huge difference, number one would be transitioning to a more plant-based diet. So note, I'm just saying more plant-based and not vegan or vegetarian necessarily. Don't want to scare anybody off, but nutrition-wise in Ireland, we're in this bizarre overconsumption, undernutrition paradox where we are, you know, eating far too much ultra-processed food, red and processed meat, fat, sugar and calories, and not enough fruit, vegetables, whole grains, pulses, seafood and fibre. And it would surprise a lot of people that if you make no other change to what you're eating and just eat, you know, the right amount for you, so not too much, not too little, you can reduce your greenhouse gas emissions, your carbon footprint by 11%. So you're not even changing the type of food you're eating, which is amazing. So it's really, people don't often realise that. And you know, we do eat far more red and processed meat than we should. Men on average eat about twice the recommended amount. So, and we know that if you're a high meat eater, if you drop your meat intake to the recommended amount of, you know, 50 to 70 grams a day, you can drop your carbon footprint by 35%. So it makes a huge difference, both from a health point of view and an environmental point of view. Just trying to bring that down slowly. If you think you might be eating more than 50 to 70 grams of cooked meat a day, so it's about 5 dessert spoons of minced beef, or about 3/4 of a burger, or even just a quarter of a lamb chop. So, you know, you hear that and you say, wow, that's nothing. And really, our portion sizes, if we are eating meat regularly throughout the week and having large portion sizes, maybe it's about, you know, keeping the portion size that you enjoy eating, just having it fewer times throughout the week, because often we'd have maybe double that 50 to 70 grams in one sitting.
Pat Gannon of the Sligo Library staff is the one behind this exhibition. He himself had been given dietary advice by his GP during a checkup, and he was struck by the similarity between this and the recommendations of the Fixing Food Together report.
Well, I met with my doctor, and then after all of this, I read the report, and I thought, you know, she was kind of advising all the things that were in the report. And if we do want a long and healthy life, then the Irish diet has to change. We have to make different food choices. I think people are, you know, motivated by what's good for them and what's good for their family. So if they're motivated to change by an interest in themselves and their family, then what's good for the planet will follow. As long as they're sold that changing their diet brings them health benefits, then the benefits to the planet just follow in train. And I actually think self-interest is a great motivator.
There's simple ways that you can do this. So just try a meat-free day one day this week. See how you get on. You know, maybe look up a new recipe. Try to get more beans and pulses into your everyday. So that might just be as simple as having some beans with your eggs in the morning, maybe having a soup at lunchtime that has lentils in it, or adding, you know, butter bean mash to your dinner, or if you're making a spaghetti bolognese or a shepherd's pie, could you bulk it up with some kidney beans or lentils, and even, you know, carrots and hummus as a snack, or nuts on top of your porridge or soups or salads, or using, you know, peanut butter instead of butter, and even fruit and veg. Like, I know we've all heard this 100 times that we should be eating more, and it's such a simple message, but you know, it doesn't have to look perfect. It could just be, even if you're ordering a takeaway, can you cook up a little bit of frozen veg that's in the freezer at home? Can you add an extra side of veg when you're eating out? You know, every little helps. You know, you don't have to go from all meat to all beans, because, you know, that's a big change. You know, find what works for you. It's a spectrum. Just see what works in your own lifestyle. Don't overthink it. If you make one small change in the next week, just start with that. You're already winning. You're moving forward.
The Fixing Food exhibition runs at the library in Sligo Town, in Ballymote and in Tubbercurry until the end of the month. And even if you can't make it in person to the library, the very thoughtful staff there have made sure that you can view it by logging on to sligolibraries.ie and following the links from there. The full report delves into the areas of sustainable diets, ultra-processed food, food waste, and our land use system. And it can also be downloaded from the Climate and Health Alliance website. It's a great place to inform yourself if you have an interest in any of these topics.